نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا ان تتقوا الله يجعل لكم فرقانا ويكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويغفر لكم والله ذو الفضل العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Some of you might be wondering that I didn't give you the historical background of the Battle of Badr. But actually I have left it due to a reason. The circumstances which led to it, what were the factors, because that is a full subject in itself. And some of the biographers of the Prophet ﷺ have committed blunders regarding this due to their apologetic attitude towards the West. So that has to be cleared. So I have kept that for speech, inshallah, and it will be included in this record also. So that background will become clear, inshallah. This rapid translation, you know, we can't devote much time to this. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. Oh, you who believe, if you have real taqwa of Allah, He will give you a criterion. Criterion in your hearts, which will tell you what is wrong, what is correct, what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. The same thing has been given by Prophet ﷺ in some of his ahadith. Istafti qalbak. You must ask your heart. Because this heart, this soul within a moment, if the nature has not been perverted, this human soul is actually a divine spark. It's a divine light. Has aapne tajalli bhi isi khaak mein pinha. Ghafil to nira sahibe idraak nahi hai. So actually, you have that spark within you, this heart. This is conscience, your conscience. So now if you have taqwa, this conscience is very active. It will tell you at every place, at every time, every minute, this is wrong, this is correct. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And He will acquit you of your bad deeds. If there are any, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will acquit you from them. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And also pardon you and forgive you. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah is of infinite bounty. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. And just recall, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these unbelievers, these kuffar of Makkah, these chieftains of the different clans of the tribe of Quraysh, they were conspiring. They were having consultation among them. What to do about this menace? According to them, it was the menace. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his new deen, which has challenged our old creed and beliefs, everything, our customs, and who is challenging our system. So, how to deal with it? So there were three alternatives which were discussed. لَيُسْبِتُوكَ, to imprison you. أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ, or kill you, slay. أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ, or expel you out from their territory. Three alternatives were being thought over. And the final was, which was proposed by Abu Jahl. One young man from every house, from every clan of the tribe of Quraysh. At midnight, they should go and they should, you know, attack as one body and kill Muhammad, so that it becomes impossible to say who killed him at night. So that family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be able to take the revenge from anybody, because it will be impossible to say who has killed him. وَيَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They were also planning and Allah was also planning. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْبَاكِرِينَ. And Allah is the best of the planners. Their plan went to ruins. And the plan of Allah triumphed. وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا. Now these are some of the incidents which actually occurred during the Makki period. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only referring to them now here. What was there? Because this incident also, when they were planning and they were consulting each other what to do, how to get rid of this Minas according to him, in the same way, وَإِذَا تُطْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا, when our revelations were recited unto them, قَالُوا قَدْ سَمِعِنَا, they used to say, oh, we have heard it. Oh, we have heard it so many times. It's nothing new. لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا, if we also decide, we can compose such, you know, compositions. Although never dared to accept the challenge of Quran, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَاتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ, none of them ever dared to accept this challenge and present some composition and claim that this is equal to Quran in its literary beauty. But they could have said so. قَدْ سَمِعْنَا لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَقُلْنَا مِثْلَ هَذَا, we have heard many a time these things. And if we wish, we can also compose such things. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, it's nothing except the fables and stories of the ancients. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, and just recall when they used to say, O Allah, O our Lord, if this is the truth from you, what Muhammad is claiming, what Muhammad is saying, if this is really the truth from you, send a rain over us, rain of stones, minas sama, from the heaven. Why did they say so? I told you, they had to control their common people, which we call today in the current idiom, the silent majority. There are the leaders and the silent majority. Now the silent majority, if it went in favor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their position was threatened, undermined. Their position was based on the support from the common people. So they had to convince people that our leaders, they are sincere. They actually don't think that Muhammad is prophet of Allah. Had they thought it, they would have accepted. And they would have the faith. They are sincere because they are saying, oh Allah, if it is correct, send down upon us the punishment from the heavens. Send the rain of stones on us. Only to show off to the people that we are absolutely sincere. We do think that it is falsehood which Muhammad is presenting, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billahi min zalik. So that was actually to convince and impress upon the common people. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَأَتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, or any other form of painful punishment. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, this is very important ayah. And it was not for Allah, it was not befitting for Allah to send the punishment to them while you were among them. You were still in Makkah. If that rain would have come, you and the Muslims and the Mu'mins at Makkah, they would have also been involved in it. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, and Allah was not going to punish them when they were asking for His forgiveness. Now what is the meaning of this? Who were they who were asking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are so many opinions. But what I think is, that because in Makkah there were Muslims also, although they were not in majority, maybe minority, but quite a big number of the Muslims were there. They were doing istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were asking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what happened? What was the basic difference? In case of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, even after 950 years, he couldn't have except a few, very little number of people who came to believe in him. The same story was repeated with Hazrat Hud, the same with Hazrat Saleh. But this was not the case with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makkah didn't reject him totally. After all, who was Abu Bakr? Who was Usman? Who was Umar? Who was Hamza? Who was Abdul Rahman ibn Auf? Who Who was Talha? Who was Zubair? Who was Sa'id ibn Zayd? They were the sons of Makkah and a host of the other Muslims. So it was a mixed reaction, not a total rejection. So that is absolutely different. So in this mixed society, number one, they were also, you know, calling talbiyah. Talbiyah, you know, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. But they added you to it some words. Illa sharikan tamlikuhu wa ma malak. But they were saying, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. So actually, that asking for forgiveness, that was among them also. And number two, there were Muslims there who were asking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So unless this was sifted, Muslims were taken out and the unbelievers remained at Makkah, the punishment couldn't come. So that is the meaning of this ayah. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَعْزَبَهُمْ They were calling, praying. Abu Jahl was saying, send us, send over us the punishment if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. If he's really your messenger, then you don't spare us. Send down a rain of stones. But وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَالْأَفِينَ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ But now the things have changed. Muslims have come out. You, O Prophet, have come out from Makkah. Now the things have changed. At that time, the situation was different. وَمَا لَهُمْ أَلَّا يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ Now, they don't have any claim that Allah shouldn't send any torment or any azab on them. What is it for them that can now save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ And they are stopping the Muslims from Masjid al-Haram. They can't go to the Masjid al-Haram to perform Umrah. They are now forbidden to go over there. وَمَا كَانُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ And they were not the custodians. These Quraysh, these Kuffar, these Mushrikeen, they are not the custodians of Kaaba. They are not the custodians of the Baytullah. In أَوْلِيَاءُ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ Only the God-fearing people, only those who believe in Allah, in His unity, in His attributes, only who have the regard for Him, who love Him, only they In awliyahu illa al-muttaqoon, walakin aksarum la ya'lamoon. But most of them, they don't know it. وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُهُ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُقَامٌ وَتَسْلِيَةٌ Now, as I told you, they claim that we are the followers of Ibrahim. So, they claim that we also pray. They were making tawaf, circumambulation around the Kaaba. That was going on. They were performing Hajj. Only they had added something bad to all these things. So in the same way, the salah, the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salam had been distorted. And distorted to what extent? وَمَا كَانَ صَلَاتُ مِنْدَ الْبَيْتِ إِلَّا مُقَامٌ وَتَسْدِيَةٌ Now their prayer near the bait of Allah, near the house of Allah, is nothing but whistling and clapping of hands. Clapping of hands and whistling and so on. And making tawaf, this is their salah. فَذُوقُ الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفَرُونَ So now taste this punishment and chastisement. Due to what? Because you were denying, you were rejecting. You rejected the call of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لَيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ When this army of 1,000 people came, much was needed in funds also. To raise that army, the provisions, they must have the provisions for the army, the arms and so on, to equip the army, because there were no standing armies there. It was not the Byzantine Empire or the Persian Empire where they had the standing armies of thousands and thousands, and lakhs, hundreds of thousands. Volunteer army from Makkah. So when, you know, they decided to raise an army, they needed funds, and people contributed generously. And this ayah refers to this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ These people who disbelieve, who have committed kufr, they are spending their money, their wealth. لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ What for? To stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look to them. They are also spending. Just as the Muslims were spending for the cause of Allah, for the cause of deen. to establish the deen of Allah, they were also spending. They were also making sacrifices. They were also risking their lives. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا They will go on doing this. This is a prophecy which came to be true. Expeditions after expeditions, attacks after attacks, they were continuing. And definitely they were spending for that. فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرَةً So until that will become a regret upon them, we spent our money also. But what the result? We were overpowered. We were conquered by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ They will be overpowered. They will be overcome. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ يُعْشَرُونَ And the real punishment is that these unbelievers will be gathered towards Jahannam, towards the fire of hell. لَيَمِيدَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ Again, very important. This is because Allah wants to discriminate the good from the bad, the wicked from the good, sifting. Because at Makkah, you were mixed. Muslims were there, and the kuffars were there. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of hijrah. Muslims were separated. So sifting had been done. Now this side and that side, absolutely clear. لِيَمِيدَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ فَيَرْكُمَهُ فَمِيًّا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ And to take that foul and wicked thing and stack it one over the other, make it a heap, and then as a whole throw them into the fire of hell. وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ Stacking one over the other. فَيَرْكُمَهُ And gathering them, making them into a heap. فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ And then throwing that heap into the fire of hell. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Definitely, they are the losers. Losers in this world as well as losers in the hereafter. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ صَلَفْ This is the last chance which is being given to the Quraysh of Makkah, the unbelievers who rejected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to these people who have disbelieved, who have rejected your call of Iman. إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا If they stop here, if they desist, if they change their attitude, يُغْفَرُ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ صَرَفْ Then what has passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. Even now if they come to believe, if we accept you as messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will just condone whatever has happened in the past. وَإِنْ يَعُودُوا فَقَدْ مَضَتْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ But if they repeat what they have been doing, then the examples of the ancients have already passed. They know what happened to Aad, and they know what happened to Samud, and they must know what happened to Fir'aun and his army and his chiefs. Those examples have passed. They will be added to the list of those examples, that's all. But even now, if they believe, if they accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they embrace Islam, If we enter the deen of Allah, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them their past deeds. Now the address to the people who believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also one of the very important and permanently relevant ayah of the Quran. وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ O Muslims, now that the final phase of the revolutionary struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has started. This is the beginning, as you call it, this is the beginning of the end. This is the final phase of the struggle. Dawah, number one. Training the people, purifying their souls. Number two. Organizing them into a party, Hizbullah. Number three. Passive resistance. Taking all persecution without any retaliation. For 12 long years, these four things were going on, going on, going on, going on. Calling, preaching, whosoever accepted came to the fold of Islam, purification of their souls, yazakkihim, organizing them into a party, disciplined. Fasma'u ati'u, bayana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala sam'i wa ta'at. We pledge ourselves to the Prophet of Allah that we shall listen and obey. Ala sam'i wa ta'at. فِي الْعُسْرِ وَالْيُسْرِ وَالْمَنْشَةِ وَالْمَقْرِ وَعَلَىٰ عَصَرَةٍ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَىٰ اللَّهُ جَعْدِرَ أَهْلِ الْأَمْرِ. So all these things. And then, no retaliation for 12 long years. These four things Allama Iqbal has added together into one sentence of his couplet. بَا نَشَّئِ دَرْوَيْشِ دَرْسَازُ دَمَا دَمْزَن. This is all Darveshi. People calling you names, or you are not replying, you are praying for them. People throwing stones on you, you presenting flowers to them. This is darveshi. No retaliation. Dawa, tarbiyah, tanzeem, and sabr. Take everything with patience, without any retaliation. Ismiru, have patience. Ismiru ya ara yasir, fa inna mawidakum al-jannah. But now the fifth stage. The active resistance, and now the sixth and the final, the armed conflict has begun. Now it must continue. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ. Till that time, that all persecution finishes. وَيَكُونَ دِينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. And the deen, the system, it should become totally for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No division of the system. الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. We have read that ayah. The wage system is one. The whole life, all aspects of human life, collective as well as individual, should come under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are two things. Hatta la takuna fitnatun. Whenever you are a truly believing mu'min, he is in the environment and circumstances where the deen of Allah is not established. So he finds difficulty to practice the deen. The environment is not cooperating with him. And this is fitna. This is trial. You can't practice your deen. You can say prayers, but you can't establish the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't chop off the hands of the thieves. Can you? That means you are not enforcing the deen of Allah. You are acting upon the deen of Allah only partially. So these two things, persecution should come to an end, number one. A Muslim should be able to have his deen as a whole, organic whole, not a part of it. And this whole deen should become under Allah. His command, his sovereignty, kingdom of heaven on earth. To establish that kingdom of Allah on earth, the rule of Allah on earth, or according to the biblical terminology, kingdom of heaven on earth. Now this final phase of armed conflict has started. And it should continue. The final goal is that the deen of Allah be established in totality. وَقَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. If they stop, if they don't resist, they desist from opposing, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing what they are doing. It means now you also stop. If the deen has become dominant. Well, if they want to live as Christians or Jews, they can live. But the deen will be dominant. Dominant deen will be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happened 50 years back in the Indian subcontinent? The deen belonged to whom? The Britishers. Whose law was enforced? Who were the rulers? So deen was for them. And for us was only a freedom. You can pray, go to the mosques. You can keep fast during Ramadan. But the law will be British law. Will you be governed by sword or by pen? Do you remember this word? So what was the deen? Deen was of Britishers. Only religion we could practice in the limited sphere. You can have anything as beliefs, your dogma, your modes of worship, you can have them. That is why Allama Iqbal in a very sarcastic style he said, Mullah ko jo hai Hind mein sajde ki ijazat, nada ye samajhta hai ki Islam hai azad. Because Mullah is free to pray to Allah, go to mosque, say the azan. He thinks mistakenly that Islam is azad. Islam is not azad. Islam is in chains. Islam is dominated by the Britishers. The real domination is for the Britishers. In the same way, everywhere, sovereignty belongs to the masses. The majority will decide the rule. Whatever they decide, that will be the law of the land. So it's not the rule of Allah. Nowhere in Muslim world also. Except a few exceptions I don't want to go into detail. Anyhow, this is the goal set for the Muslim Ummah for all times to come. But it is essential. This, you know, qital, which is the final stage, it comes after some prerequisites have been fulfilled. Without fulfilling those prerequisites, if you go to war, you are fool. And this point actually is most misunderstood by the Muslims of today. What are those prerequisites? What was the basic methodology of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So today, even if there will be a movement, a struggle, in the footsteps of the struggle of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, first of all, you have to pass through those four stages. Dawah, tazkiyah and tarbiyah, then tanzeem, then passive resistance, active resistance, and then, if there is field, and if there is possibility and feasibility, go to war. Or if it is not feasible, what is the alternative? This I am going to discuss tomorrow, inshallah, after Zohr. Anyhow, this is the goal set for the Muslim Ummah. This was not only for the Sahaba, for the days of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I told you, these are universal and eternal principles of Islam. If the deen of Allah is not established, it is fitna. It is rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world belongs to Him. This earth belongs to Him. He is the rightful ruler. Whosoever is ruling is in revolt against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whosoever is faithful to Allah, he must fight him out. And if he doesn't, he is not sincere with Allah. But how to fight out? What is the methodology? That is a different thing. But this must be understood, that this is the goal. Islam is not a religion in the common sense of the word. It's a deen, it's a whole system of life. And a system of life is established actually. Not which you can read in the books, or you can only profess through your tongue. وَقَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ This ayah actually appeared first in Surah Al-Baqarah. Here one word has been added. Just remember, in the 24th section of Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ Here it has been intensified more. قَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ No exception. Even if one aspect of human life is outside the deen of Allah, this is not the total establishment of the deen of Allah. Our religion, Islam, is not only a private affair of the individuals. It's a total system. Kullu, as one whole, organic whole, the whole system, the total political, socio-economic system that has to be governed by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the goal, and this should be the goal of every truly believing Muslim. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَاكُمْ نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ If they turn away, then you, O Muslims, rest assured, be it known to you, Allah is your friend, Allah is your supporter, don't fear them. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ How an excellent protector and how excellent helper he is. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ Now you know, in the beginning it was said, this is repetition of that subject now. And this is the style of the Quran. While composing the surah, the most important ayah or issue is taken in the beginning. So this surah began with, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ Because this was the most sensitive issue after the victory of Badr. How to divide them? what to do with them, these spoils, this booty, a lot of it, how to distribute it. So the first answer was given very categorical. All these belong to Allah and His Messenger. You just wash off your hands and go and sit. So that when, if something is given, it will appear to be very valuable. First of all, it belongs to Allah and Rasul. You have no right in it, no share. But now the law, which is permanent law. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. May it be known to you that whatever you have as spoils of war, a booty, فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ. For Allah, وَلِلْ رَسُولِ, and His Messenger, only 1/5 will be reserved. And this will be spent on what? فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ وَلِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. These are to be spent. Now, number one, the expenses of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He was not getting any salary. He was not being paid. He was not doing any business now. Till such time that he was at Makkah, the wealth of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha was going. It was quite a lot. But after Hijra, what? That is why many a nights he and his family had to go without any food. You have all these things in the Ahadith, in the Seerah. But now Allah has opened a way. Except that somebody, you know, came and presented something. He didn't take any zakah, any sadaqat. But gifts, presents, they could be accepted. Whatever a Muslim presented, okay. Even out of it he used to spend for others. There were Ashab al-Suffa sitting outside. So he was going, he and his family going for many times together without any food, meals, without any food. But now, a definite source. فَأَنَّ لِلَّهِ خُمُسَهُ وَلِلْرَسُولِ. Now his expenses, out of this 1/5. وَلَذِي الْقُرْبَى, and his relatives. His relatives, ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Because he's also a human being, he has his relations. Not only his personal, but his relatives. وَالْيَتَامَى, and now the orphans for the general society, وَالْمَسَاكِينِ, and the destitutes, the poor, وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ, and the travelers. إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you actually have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must accept this. 1/5 reserved for this. 4/5 will be distributed. That detail has not been given here. We know it from the Hadith and Seerah. Double share was for the mounted. Whosoever had a camel or a horse also, his share was double because he was feeding it. There were no regular supply lines and no rations, nothing of the sort. So whosoever was mounted was looking after the animal himself. So he should get double. The foot soldiers, they will get single. That was the rule decided. Although you might not have gathered anything, you know, if you were standing on guard somewhere, you had not taken any part in the actual combat, you are not the combatant, but you will also be given a part. It's a collective thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, not your personal efforts. So 1/5 will be reserved and the 4/5 will be decided. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. And if you believe in what we sent down on our bondsman, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ, on the day of criterion. Now these words of Abu Jahl are thrown back on them. He said it is going to be يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ, and we did make it يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ. This is يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ. يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ, the day when the two hosts, the two armies, they met each other. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الْقُصْوَى. Now this valley, Badr is a valley, a broad valley. And at both the ends, north and south, it narrows down into a very narrow alley of mountains, mountains to this side, mountains to that side. The usual caravan route passed through this valley. When coming from Makkah, they entered the southern end of the valley and then when they proceeded for north, from north and then. So these are the two ends. And the road which goes to Medina is also near the northern end. So now the Prophet and his companions, they came from Medina. So they were at the closer, which was more closer to Medina, nearer to Medina, on that end of the valley. Is antum bilud, but it's dunya. Dunya is the feminine of adna. Adna is nearer. Dunya is the feminine. The nearer corner of the valley you reach there. Wahum biludwatil quswa. And they at the farther end, they were present there. Varrakba asfara minkum. And the caravan was beneath you. What does it mean? Actually, what Abu Sufyan did, when he was returning with that caravan, which had a lot of merchandise with it. Number one, he sent an SOS message to Makkah. I fear an attack from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So send help. Secondly, he changed his route. He didn't enter the valley of Badr. He passed by the coast of the Red Sea. Because now the Red Sea coast was at a lower level. So that is why Allah is saying they were beneath you. You were at a higher place. It's a mountainous region. You were higher. He didn't take this route at all. He just bypassed the Badr valley of Badr and he went near the coast, along the coast. وَالْرَكْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَوْ تَوَعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ. And had you made a mutual agreement of meeting at one place, you must have committed some mistake and you would have differed in the time. But at the same time, they came and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached here. It was only 3 days journey of Badr from Medina. 10 days from Makkah. But Allah planned it in a way that they reached the valley absolutely simultaneous. Had you decided mutually that we shall meet at the Badr on such and such date, you might have differed due to any circumstances. There could be delay of your arrival in this valley, or the arrival of the Quraysh might have been delayed. But because Allah wanted to accomplish and to show this Al-Furqan to the whole of Arabian Peninsula, people of all the Arabian Peninsula, that Allah is with them, Allah is with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wanted to make it Yawmul Furqan, so he decided that you and they both reached Badr simultaneously. Is antum bil udwatid dunya wa hum bil udwatil quswa wa rakbu aswala minkum wa law tawattum lakhtalaftum fil miyad walakin li yakhzi Allahu amran kana mafula. But this was so that a matter is accomplished fully, which was to be accomplished. The will of Allah had to be fulfilled. لَيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. So that now when it has become clear, it is Furqan. Haqq and Batil are discriminated, totally differentiated for the whole of the Arabian Peninsula. لَيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. Now whosoever has to die, he should die after this clear sign. Not in doubt. وَيَهْيَا مَنْ هَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةٍ. And whosoever wants to live spiritually, he should live with a clear sign. That this is the sign of Allah. This is Al-Furqan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed that Muhammad and his companions are on the right path and these people of Makkah are on the wrong path. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَسَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami, all-hearing and Alim, all-knowing. إِذْ يُرِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنَامِكَ قَلِيلًا. Recall when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was showing to you, O Muhammad, in your dream, the enemy as small. There can be an objection. Was the dream of Muhammad false or wrong? And the dream of a prophet cannot be false, be wrong. What does it mean? One is apparent strength, and one is the real strength. The real strength of that army was very small. Why? Because most of them who were forced to come there due to their chieftains. In their hearts of hearts, they believed that Muhammad was on the right path. They knew who was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They knew who are his companions, Abu Bakr Siddiq, a person like him. Usman, a person like him. These people, morally, character-wise, their personalities. The silent majority knows everything. It remains silent because of lack of courage. They can't say it out. They can't take the courage of standing and saying to the chiefs, people at the helm of affairs, you are wrong. They are silent. But although they are silent, they are not blind. They see. They knew the difference between Muhammad and Abu Jahl. Who Abu Jahl is? What is his character? What is his personality? And who Muhammad is? What is his character? So they knew it. So actually, their urge to fight, that was not strong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the real strength. The apparent strength was something else. 1,000 marching with drums beating and everything, and you pomp and show, all the show there. But the real strength, the heart to fight. If you think you are on the right path, your strength is something else. If you think you are fighting for the right cause, for the just cause, your strength is something else. And if you are self-defeated within your own conscience, well, I am not going for the correct cause. I have to go. Because this Abu Jahl, he wants me to go. It's something else, sort of mercenaries. So Allah showed to the Prophet ﷺ that the real strength is very little. Is yurikahum Allah fi manamika qaleelan wa law araakahum kaseeran la fashiltum. Had he shown to you that they are very large in number, la fashiltum, O Muslims, you would have lost courage. Wa la tanazatum fil amr, you must have quarreled about the matter, whether we should fight or not, whether we should avoid this combat or not. Walakin Allah sallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you. Innahu alimun bi dhati sudur. He very well knows whatever is there in the hearts of the people. Wa yuriikumuhum idh iltaqaytum fi ayunikum qalilan. Not only to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made this army of Quraysh little in the eyes of the Muslims also. Although they were 313, but as if they saw they are not many in number. That was also a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is yurikahumuhum idh iltaqaytum fi ayunikum qalilan wa yuqallilukum fi ayunihim. And he had belittled you also in their eyes. Why? Because Allah wanted that there should be the combat. لَيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. Nobody should go away now. Fighting should take place. That was the decision of Allah. Allah wanted to make it يَوْمُ الْفُرْقَانِ. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. And to Allah return all the matters for final decision. Nothing can happen without His permission. Everything is referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا. Oh, you who believe. When you have to meet a host of the army, an army of the enemy. فَاثْبُتُوا. Be firm. Stand firm. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remember Allah. Continue zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the maximum. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So that you may triumph. وَاتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And obey Allah and His Messenger. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا. Don't quarrel with each other. فَتَفْشَلُوا. Then you will definitely, if there is difference of opinion and this dragging and of the proposals and pushing the proposal and going on, discussing these things and those things, if you continue those things, فَتَفْشَلُوا. You will lose the courage. وَتَزْهَبَ رِيهُكُمْ. And your power will depart. وَاسْبِرُوا. And have patience. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. What happened at Uhud 1 year later? There was a dispute. The Prophet had ordered 50 archers not to leave that place. But 35 out of them, they disobeyed. Although they had justified. And I also think, we have already discussed it in Surah Al-Imran. They thought that the Prophet only meant in case of defeat. Even if you saw all of us killed and that the birds are eating our flesh, even then you don't move from here. So they are good. Now this is an absolutely different circumstances. We have got the victory. Why should we stay here now? But the local commander insisted, nothing doing, don't move. So they defied the local commander. And the saying of the Prophet is, Man atani faqad ata Allah, wa man asani faqad asa Allah, wa man ata amiri faqad atani, wa man asa amiri faqad asani. Whosoever obeys me, he obeys Allah. Whosoever disobeys me, he disobeys Allah. Whosoever obeys a person appointed by me, an Amir, appointed by me, he obeys me actually. And whosoever disobeys a person, an Amir appointed by me, he disobeys me actually. So that was a disobedience, a dispute. So that happened. لَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَدَهُ اِسْتَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَشِلْتُمْ وَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. The same two words appear in that ayah, Surah Al Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fulfilled His promise, had given you the victory. But when you disputed about the matter, وَعَسَيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَرَاكُمْ تُحِبُّونَ, and disobeyed, then you know, we turned the tables on you. It was a punishment. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً فَاسْبُتُوا وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Now these are also general instructions for all time to come. Whenever you will again try to establish the deen of Allah, the same circumstances will come. You will have to be in a party, Hezbollah, disciplined party. If you don't keep the discipline of the party, you will be the losers. If Allah didn't condone even the mistake of the Sahaba, 35 disobeyed, and as a punishment, 70 martyred, even the Prophet injured, his teeth broken. Allah didn't condone your mistake. We have to give you the lesson, so that you have, you are careful in the future. So what will happen to us? If we don't care about the discipline, what will happen? Nothing will happen. What happened to these Afghan Mujahideen? Because they were not under one leader, one commander. They lost the fight. The turning point was Jalalabad. Because all the groups tried to take the credit of the victory of Jalalabad. There was a chaos. They were defeated. And that was the turning point. So that is important. Discipline. Samrata. فَاسْمَعُوا وَاتِيُوا. Listen and obey. The discipline of an army. There's not to reason why, there's but to do and die. Listen to your commanders, your Amir, and you have to act upon it. Only if it is against the deen of Allah, it is haram, then you are allowed to disobey. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاسْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. وَاطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Verily, Allah is with those people who have patience and forbearance. That is, Allah's help is with them. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. And don't be like those who came out of their homes. Now this is referring to the Quraysh, army of Quraysh. مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بَطَرًا. Boasting, boastfully. We are very strong. Riyannas, showing off to the people. This is our strength. We have this armor. This is the number of camels we are taking with us. They will be our ration also. And we have 300 or 200 horsemen with us. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. But the purpose was to stop, to oppose that movement of Islam. Stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. And Allah had already encircled what they were doing. They didn't know the unseen. What was the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They were going very much confident of their victory. Abu Jahl was saying, it is going to be Yawm al-Furqan. They were so sure of their victory. Wallahu bima ya'maluna muhit. Allah had already encircled whatever they were doing. وَإِزَّيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And when Satan had made for them very beautiful and alluring and attractive what they were doing. وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And he said to them, whispered to them in their minds, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. Today, nobody can beat you. Nobody can overcome you. Nobody can overpower you. Nobody can defeat you on this earth. وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. And I am also with you. I am your neighbor. I am standing with you. فَلَمَّا تَرَاتِ الْفَيْتَانِ. And when the two armies saw each other, sighted each other, نَكَسَ عَلَىٰ عَقَبَيْهِ, he turned back on his heels. وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ, and he said, I have nothing to do with you. إِنِّي هَرَىٰ مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ, I am seeing what you are not seeing. I am seeing the angels coming. How can I stand? You can't see them. I am seeing. إِنِّي هَرَىٰ مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ, I told you, the angels and these jinns, they are somewhat closer to each other because angels were created out of light and the jinns were created out of fire. These two things are very close to each other. Fire has a light in it. We humans, we have been created from the clay, the crust of this earth. So it's very inert. These two, and both of them are invisible to us. And both of them, angels as well as jinns, can take on any form. A jinn can appear before me as a human being. An angel also can appear before me as a human being. Many a times, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in human shape. And he took the features of Hazrat Dahya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala, and he was a very handsome person from among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So both have some proximity to each other. He saw that 1,000 strong army of angels is coming. Inni ara ma la taron, I am seeing what you are not seeing. Inni akhafullah wallahu shadeedul iqab, I fear Allah. So he ran away, and definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in punishment. Iz yaqulul munafiquna wallazina fi qulubihim maradun. Just recall when the hypocrites of Medina and those in whom hearts there was a disease. In whom hearts there was disease, that is, they were still at the first level of nifaq. It has not gone to the extreme. And there were some also in whom this nifaq was from the very beginning to the highest degree. Abdullah ibn Ubay, for example. He was from the very first day munafiq. Why? Because actually, he was going to be proclaimed as king of Yasrib. These two tribes, Aus and Khazraj, they were very much weary of infighting between them. And they wanted, we should have some discipline, we should have some order here. So they had decided that they will declare Abdullah ibn Ubay as king of Medina. Accept him as the king. And a crown was also prepared. He was going to be crowned very soon. Coronation was to take place. And Muhammad came, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All his dreams were shattered. But he could do nothing. Because most of the people of his own tribe, Khazraj, they also believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he had no option but to become a Muslim legally and then try his luck to be always in search of some occasion. So he was a total munafiq from the very beginning. But other people, they were somewhere only the disease was just in the first stage. Is يقول المنافقون والذين في قلوبهم مرض غر هؤلاء دينهم. To these people, that is the Muslims, the Mu'mins, their deen has made them crazy. They have become fools. They are going to confront Quraysh. What a big folly. They have lost their brains. They have become crazy. غر هؤلاء دينهم. Their deen, their belief, has deceived them and made them gone crazy. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. They don't know that whosoever places his faith and confidence in Allah, Allah is Aziz, all-powerful, Hakim, all-wise. وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ. Only if you could see when the malaika, the angels, will be taking the souls and life of these people. يَدْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ. They will be smiting their faces, وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, and their backs. وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And they will be saying, now go and taste the punishment which will burn you. حَرِيق. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. This is what your own hands have sent for you. Your own deeds. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And verily, Allah is not cruel to the people. This is your own earning. You have done it. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.